T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The National Football League inches closer and closer to the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, Indiana, a town that has a team with no coach. Welcome back to the morning show. Well, it's true. At the moment, they don't. It happens to be the truth. Welcome back to the morning show.
They got two assistants, though. They got two assistant coaches.
Hugh Douglas reporting from the parade in Philadelphia, where he is enjoying it with his young son this morning. If you just missed it, he was on with us live from the parade. 4 million people is what they're saying in the media this morning in Philadelphia. 4 million people. What would that be like in a 5-mile stretch, by the way, of what they're running? 4 million people. Imagine 4 million people packed in between Colony Square and Lenox Square Mall. Okay? That's 14th and Peachtree to Lenox Square Mall, and you're going to put 4 million people. Oh, my Lord of heavens. If we ever have a parade in this town, I guess that would probably be close to the route you'd take, I guess,
or
right?
Or they finish.
Where would they finish? Where would you?
Peabody Park?
Where'd the 95?
You'd have to finish.
Where'd the 95 Braves finish off? Where'd the 95 Braves finish? Actually, they had one in 91 and 95, right, for the Braves.
You know what? I think you that would be just the Peachtree Road Race route would be the parade route, right?
Probably.
Lenox Square, down through Buckhead to Colony Square, take a left to go into the park, right? Build a gigantic stage in the park. Where else would you go?
Well, they usually
go to the stadium.
Yeah, don't they usually go to like one of the
landmark?
Yeah, like just the like, Capitol or something.
I mean,
like
what are you going to march down? You're going to march down Marietta Street?
You could go to Centennial Park. I mean, that's a huge one. You go to the stadium, you could sell concessions.
Yeah, but I mean, what's the route?
What's the route?
On North Side? That is me. I mean,
you'd have to do a lot of turning around.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
if you're coming down here.
I don't think it really matters, man. I think the fans of Atlanta Falcons will go anywhere for a parade.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Arthur Blank, the owner of the Falcons, is out on record now as saying that the Falcons are close. They're close to a Super Bowl, and so we're getting to a point where, you know, Mr. Blank is speaking about that, and they are close to a Super Bowl. The question is, do you agree with Mr. Blank that the Falcons are close to a Super Bowl right now? John Chuckery, Randy McMichael on the morning show filling in as he's at the parade. Are we, John Chuckery, close? And I'm going to extrapolate a little bit. When Mr. Blank says we're close, I think what he's saying is make the right moves in the offseason. We got a parade here next year.
I seem to remember we were up 28-3 in a Super Bowl, right? Just, what, one Super Bowl ago?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, and we were in the divisional playoff round. Yeah. I mean, we'll be – what's interesting is, Randy, the NFC is really starting to load up. The NFC is what is really starting to load up with teams.
Yeah, I got to read that. Of course, Philly, Minnesota, New Orleans, Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers, the Rams, the Panthers.
L.A.
San Francisco.
Don't
sleep.
Cowboys. I think the Cowboys will be better. They get some help defensively. What is Seattle? They got a franchise quarterback, but we don't know what all the injuries and what's going on there. But, yeah, the Falcons are right there. But just like JC just said, the NFC is loaded.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
And it's a lot of young teams that are coming together, too. And when you talk about the Rams and things like that there's a lot of good teams in the NFC. I mean, the AFC is two teams. It's New England and Pittsburgh, and it's everybody else. You can talk about Jacksonville's rise and all that kind of stuff, but it's two teams.
We don't know yet. We haven't hit free agency. I mean, if Kirk Cousins winds up at Jacksonville, you may have a different tone.
Okay. I won't have a different tone, but okay.
Jacksonville.
You mean 46% games won and 0-1 in the playoffs, Kirk Cousins, that guy? Okay.
I just think that Jacksonville, they're built for the long haul right now. If they can find somebody, a quarterback, and they just got finagled by your guy, Bortles, with this injury, now they can't cut him, but I think they'll be back, but still, it is a two horse race in the AFC.
It is the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Falcons come in ranked in the top 7 in the ESPN Power Poll, but I think the thought process here in this offseason, when we get into free agency, the draft going into the combine, is to make the appropriate changes to the team and to not be number seven, but in fact be number one. Wendy Adams, you were telling me about a story that you were seeing about the Falcons' stability.
Yeah, The Ringer put out their rankings of the 32 NFL teams as far as the stability index heading into the 2018 season, rather. And it's all based on continuity of the front office, coaching staff, security at the quarterback position, a core nucleus of stars, established schemes, strong culture, and an identity. And they have the Falcons ranked number one in stability heading into the 2018 season.
Well, that says a lot about Randy Mack, about TD. It says a lot about Dan Quinn. It says a lot about Mr. Blank.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's on the same page. We always talk about when you listen to any Falcons interview, whether it is Mr. Blank or it's Thomas or it's Dan or it's players, they all have the same message. Like, they all sound alike. And right now, the stability part of the teams you read off, I mean, you don't know what's going to happen in Minnesota. Minnesota is really, really good, but they're losing all three quarterbacks. You look at Philly. Right. We know who the franchise is.
You know Philly's $12 million over the cap going in this year? They're over the cap.
They're over, so that's crazy. So, I mean, what are you going to do with that? I mean, if you look at the Falcons from Mr. Blank all the way down to the last guy, you might have something. I think it's all about how do you adjust and make up for the mistakes that happened this past year.
Well, I think part of it is, too, who do you trust? I mean, look, do you trust the Saints are going to be as good year over year as they were when they're going to have to sign their quarterback? And
I don't trust Carolina to be good year after year over year.
And I mean, look, Minnesota's defense isn't going away, but – you know,
well, but if Nick Foles ends up in Minnesota, are you going to have a different team?
Why would Philadelphia get rid of Nick Foles? He may start the first six games of next year for Carson Wentz.
You don't know Carson's coming back yet. Yeah.
Why would Philadelphia – their two quarterbacks combined are only like $14 million on the cap combined for those two guys. Why would you get rid of Nick Foles?
Unless somebody throws something at you.
Yeah, I mean, look, if the Browns came and said, here's the number one pick in the draft for Nick Foles, yeah, okay, then you move him. But short of, like, somebody gives you an absurd offer, why would you get rid of Nick Foles? You're going to need a starting quarterback.
All right, so we're running we're asking you, because we'd love to get your feedback, and our Vision Computer poll this morning is doing just that on this question.
So do you think, or agree rather, with Arthur Blank that the Falcons are close to winning a Super Bowl? Of course, Rise Up has 55% of the vote. It's followed by 31% who say that the window is closing fast, which I don't agree with, and then 14% are unsure and they need to see more.
I don't understand. How do you define the window as being close?
You want me to answer that question?
You handle that.
Because it's people don't like two. That's what it is.
Get over that.
But you know, hold on, Randy, you know why that answer is. How many times you got to talk? It's because people don't like to.
Yeah, I mean,
that's why.
Yeah, so we definitely understand that right there, but get over it.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just telling you that if you want the answers to why people are saying that, because they don't like to.
Well, but two's going to be around for a while because he's going to get a 5-year extension.
He's going to retire as a Falcon.
Of course
he's not
going
to be around for a while. He's going to retire as a Falcon.
He's a great quarterback.
Yes, no question.
If you watch football or you know football and what you're watching, you know that Matt Ryan is a great quarterback.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
So Arthur Blank saying the Falcons are close, and of course I think we all understand that. And close means you're going to have to make the right moves. It's going to be, to me, Randy, and Hugh and I have talked about it, and I'd love to get both you and John in on this. This is a fascinating – all off-seasons have their own fascination, but the fascination of this off-season to me is there are two different directions you could theoretically go. We've seen a lot of projections that Isaiah Wynn blew the doors off it down at the Senior Bowl, so much so that he played himself into a first-round pick and a potential opening day starter as an offensive guard in the NFL, and that the Falcons might go that route with their first pick at number 26, that they may have fallen in love with Isaiah Wynn. But the fact is, Thomas Dimitroff, John, came out and said that he is of the firm belief that the way you solve your issues on the offensive line is to go into free agency to get established players to spend that, in other words, to spend $12 million to get a Justin Pugh, and that you draft for other positions, not offensive line.
Well, Randy, you and I have talked about the fact that all sounds good. You've got your $9 million center, and you've got your left tackle that's about to get paid. You're in your fifth-year option with your left tackle. You better be ready because Jake Matthews is going to get you, what, $12, $14 million himself as a left tackle, even an average left tackle. Are you going to be able to throw $12 million more at a guard? Because we've talked about there's no way you're bringing Andy Levitre back for $8.3 million.
There's no way that's going to happen.
Yeah, he's going to have to take less money, or you can't keep him for $8.3 million, John. So if you're talking about free agency, you got Andy Levitre for $8 million. You're going to add $4 million more onto a guard to play next to those guys. And like I said, Jake Matthews' money is coming next year. I think he is $12 million guaranteed on the cap this year. That number ain't going down anytime soon when he signs his next deal.
And you don't know what's going to happen, Randy, with Dontari Poe.
No, you don't. And the funny thing about Don Terry is that going into last free agency, he thought it was his time to cash in. Mm-hmm. And he didn't get the offer that he thought. That's why he took the one-year deal. Now, has he played well enough to get more than $8 million? I don't think he is. I don't think he will get that $10 million that some people are ridiculously thinking he's going to get it. But back to your point about the free agent guards, they're plug-and-play players. But the thing about it, you look at the market, who's out there?
Well, you got Newell and you got Pugh, and they're both ranked as top 10 free agents.
Well, I'm not giving Pugh money. All right, there's a reason that Pugh, that the Giants have not, because was he a first-round pick, I think? Did they not pick up his option? I can't remember that. But, I mean, that's the thing about it. Are you willing to go out and give these guys? Because we all know that the market sets itself, especially when you're one of those guys that are going to go as soon as free agency starts. These guys are going to command top dollar. Do you want to put that much money? Just like JC said, you already got a center pick at nine. You're going to have to play your left tackle soon. I mean, Schrader's on a nice deal. I think Dan's going to continue to develop these guys. That's my opinion. I think as far as the offensive guard position, I think they need an upgrade. But what if Dan thinks that he can develop Wes and Harlow and guys like that?
And we're discussing Arthur Blank's comments, the owner's comments about the Falcons being close to getting a Super Bowl and a parade like Philadelphia is going to have today here on the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Randy Mack and John Chuckery joining me, John Friggy, this morning as Hugh is at that parade in Philadelphia. This hour, the program brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner. We're asking you on our Twitter and our Facebook if you agree with Mr. Blank at 929 The Game on Twitter. Falcons owner Arthur Blank believes his team is close to winning a Super Bowl. Do you think the Falcons are, in fact, close to being Super Bowl champions? All right, as we go into this next season, I still think that the best of Dan Quinn is to come. And so we're going into year four, and we have seen him win, you know, make the playoffs twice, get to a Super Bowl in these first 3 years. I think what he's done is pretty bloody good, and some people are just not happy enough. He's set the bar high, but even he said, John, after the season, that he was pretty, and I'll use his word, pissed off. And he should be because again, this goes back to you. Not only did you get up 28-3, and we can go back to that, but this year you look at that Philadelphia game. You make a play, first down and goal, and you can't make a play. You make a play. Doesn't anybody think, based on what they saw in the Super Bowl, they could have possibly beaten the Patriots, gotten there and beaten the Patriots? The answer is yes.
Of course. That's what we're in line for. But, you know, John, we played on Randy and I's show, we played some clips from Michael Lombardi, former NFL GM and been around the NFL forever. And he had some interesting things to say about, remember, Randy, between Sark and Dan Quinn? And I think we both kind of agree. You know, what if you're asking me what I want out of Dan Quinn, I want Dan Quinn to coach this personnel to its maximum level. And the second thing is, don't let your coordinators be the guys that are gonna end it for you. I mean, you have to be the CEO of this team. That's overriding calls.
But wait a second. Hang on. Stop. Didn't he do that with Richard Smith when he essentially fired him in the middle of the season last year?
What do you mean?
Well, he took Richard Smith. We get to the Philadelphia game of the bye week of the Super Bowl year, and he strips Richard Smith, who became a figurehead, who just stood there and went, because Dan Quinn took over the defense, right?
Okay.
Right.
So okay, he took over the. We're talking about the offense now,
right?
He's a defensive coach, okay, so of course he's going to take over the offense.
Okay,
the
so he gave Sark a lot of room and a lot of rope, and now he's brought in Greg Knapp, who just happens to be a longtime offensive coordinator. He didn't bring in Joe Schmo to be a quarterback coach. I think that was a bit of a message.
Or it's always good to have another mind in that offensive room. And one thing he said was, it was harder than he thought it was because you don't see offensive coordinators being hired and having to learn an offense. They usually bring their own offense. And it was more of a challenge than Dan and I think Sark thought it was.
I don't disagree with these points. And maybe letting Sark have a bit more of his own offense will help too. Hey, look, I'll give you a lot more latitude. You got to start putting in Sark things here. But that also puts you behind another curve. You're throwing in yet another scheme into Matt Ryan.
They're not going to revamp this whole offense.
No.
They're going to expect Knapp to come and help him out. And I expect Sark to be able to hone it a little bit more, be more comfortable with who needs to be where. And I expect the offense to be back where it was. I honestly do.
Yeah. And I think what we're talking about more than anything, John, is the fact that, look, in your four plays that defined your season, you know, in that Philadelphia game, you know, there comes a point where Dan has to be the CEO, and whether it's you see Teron Ward on the field and you say, that's not the package we're going to run, or whatever it is, you got to be the CEO and you got to be willing to override. And Lombardi's point was the fact that you can't let your coordinators just, you know, because it's what they always want to do, run that ship. And look, Dan took over the defense, but he needs to also be the CEO. And if that means, you know, you tell your coordinators with 4 minutes to go, we're running the football, or whatever your philosophy is, then that's where you got to do it.
The Colts general manager blasts Josh McDaniels into oblivion, and we have the audio. Hey, right now you have a chance to win a $50 gift card to ProFlowers.com at 404-741-0929. You head over to ProFlowers.com, click on the mic, put in John and Hugh, and get the deal of the day.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The electricity surrounding this sport is unmatched. And so are we. Our Atlanta United play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And now, the very latest on an Eagles parade day from the National Football League. And from the Kia Studios morning show with John and John Chuckery and Randy Mack today, because Hugh is at the Eagles parade with, we thought, 2 million of his closest friends. Turns out Hugh says 4 million of his closest friends. But that's actually probably not the most interesting story in the NFL. It's a nice story for Philadelphia, but not the most interesting. Most interesting has been what's happening with Josh McDaniels after he is getting just absolutely killed by everybody in the media and on Twitter, and then rightfully so, and we're all happy to see it because he was a jerky. He was a big old jerk, a big old fraud. And Chris Ballard, the general manager of the Indianapolis Colts, says this about being disappointed when McDaniels backed out.
After the incident yesterday and after the occurrence yesterday with Josh backing out, we were disappointed. Unquestionably, we were disappointed and surprised.
Yeah, they were disappointed and they were surprised. So he asked Josh McDaniels during the phone call where McDaniels backed out exactly what the deal was.
I live in a black and white world, Bob. Either you're in or you're out. I didn't want the explanation. Either you're in or you're out. Either you're in or out, 100% in or out.
Yep, and he said he was 100% out. And then he ended this Q&A session with the media talking about kind of a reference to Deflategate, kind of blaming, you know, because some people said that Bob Kraft, kind of orchestrated this. I don't know that he did, but it was a get back because Indianapolis was the one that turned New England in on Deflategate, and this is what Ballard said.
The rivalry is back on.
Well, there you go. You got to be good to have a rivalry, but
exactly. Yeah, is quarterback coming back? How about he worry about that first?
That was first off. Everybody knows Josh. He's a little weasel. Always been that way. I remember. I know a lot of people that were on his Denver team, and they said, I mean, it was cool because when he got there, he started out 6-0. But he thought he was Bill. He thought he could talk to people the way Bill talks to his players. He can't do that.
At 35 years old.
Yeah, you can't do that. And I was not surprised at all that he backed out of this. I was surprised they considered him. I mean, no, he's qualified, of course, but I'm surprised they went after a New England somebody on that tree. That surprised me a lot.
I think they want an offensive minded guy.
I believe
that, and I know they said that Luck is not going to have that second surgery. I think there's as much to the Andrew Luck story as anything. Did Kraft and supposedly they sweetened the deal. It's probably the Mac Brown and
Muschamp.
Yeah, the Muschamp Mac Brown thing, the coach in waiting thing. Yeah, supposedly Belichick is going to start, teaching him about salary cap and free agency and all these kinds of things. I think Andrew Luck is part of this too. I think there's more to the Andrew Luck story than what we're hearing. He may not have another surgery, Randy, but I don't know. Has anybody had one good word of prognosis on Andrew Luck in the last year and a half?
They said he was about to start throwing. I think he's going with the quarterback guru dude, Tom House, to do his
work on California.
Yeah, work on the mechanics and everything. But I mean, when you look at you're trying to go to an organization, you want to know if the best player is healthy or not. And my thing is, Coach, what's his name? Chris Ballard. He needs to do a little bit more than worry about Josh McDaniels. They got to find some better players around Andrew Luck.
His roster's not good at all.
Both sides of the line of scrimmage are terrible. So he has to find a way to protect his quarterback and then protect the league when the quarterback gets it.
Talking about Chris Ballard, the general manager of the Colts, calling out Josh McDaniels. Now the Colts are going to have to go back into another search to find somebody. The Colts are in rebuild mode. I mean, there's no question about that. And so that somebody would be a little bit hesitant if you believe, if you're Josh McDaniels, that you have other other opportunities in your career, that might make sense. But at this point, I think Josh McDaniels' only other opportunity might be to be the guy to replace Bill Belichick, because I wouldn't hire him in a million years.
Oh, he's going to have to wait.
I mean, he has no credibility. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing about it. You convince two guys to come. I mean, and of course, they got NFL jobs, and yet you back out. I mean, that's what I'm saying. He was, I mean, everybody was saying the past couple years, Josh McDaniels, has he kind of repaired his image? Can he get another job as a head coach? And is landing right there, and his agent even fired him. That's what I'm saying. That's the kind of mess that this man brought to this organization. But
and I think that's the thing within the inner circles in the NFL, is that there are two assistant coaches that got hired in all this, and you're uprooting them and putting them in a situation where, and I think the Colts said they're going to honor their contracts or something like that. So the Colts are going to stand by and do the right thing. But Josh McDaniels didn't do those two guys by the right thing.
Well, what if the new head coach doesn't want those two guys?
Well, but they said that they'll pay out their contract, whatever. They said that they will do right by the two assistants that were brought in, whether it's buying out their contract or whatever it is, that they just won't leave those guys hanging.
Yeah. So where do they go now? Do they go retread?
Frank Reich. I mean, that's the name that's being bandied about. I asked the question, would you go get David Shaw and bring him into that?
I just don't think David Shaw's going to leave.
Yeah, I don't think David Shaw's going to leave. He's had opportunities. Yeah. I know his phone is rung. I mean, we know that.
He hadn't been put out there that there's been a lot. I mean, I'm not saying that teams haven't inquired about him, but he's a logical choice to.
Frank Reich is a logical, because especially you talking
about. Frank Reich is a logical.
They want an offensive mind. Right. There you go, right there.
If you're Frank Reich, though, I mean, do you say, look, I'll come take the job. There's another guy that's going to get opportunities. He's sort of like a guy in waiting, like Mike Zimmer was all those years in Dallas. And so if you're Frank Reich, are you saying, sure, but, you know, I need to draft a quarterback? Because that may be the case. You may need to draft a quarterback.
I just don't think that anybody should take that job until you see the prognosis of Andrew Luck.
And I think that's why you have to draft a quarterback.
I think they're not, you know, keeping it 100.
You can't, when your Scott Tolzien's of the world are not going to cut it.
No, if you're Frank Reich, why take that job now? I mean, why not?
Because
wait
you have
to.
Because I think you can probably walk in, because it's such a debacle. And I'm not saying that Chris Bauer did anything wrong. I'm saying it's such a debacle what Josh McDaniels did. You got, you know, Andrew Luck hurt. I think you could walk in and basically proclaim it a rebuild. And everybody, look, because that city's hurting. Ballard even talked about the fact that city's so angry and so hard. You come in as a white knight and say, I got this. Chris and I are going to work on this. It may take us a minute. Give us a minute, and we're going to get this
can
right.
You bring a familiar face. Like, can you bring back Jim Caldwell or somebody like that? Just
why?
A staple. That's what I'm saying. Who's out there? And I'm with JC. If I'm Frank Reich, why am I taking that job?
Right. If I don't know if Andrew Luck's coming back and when, why would I walk into – I mean, he's – give him another year or so in Philadelphia, and Wentz continues to do it. He's going to be the hottest coordinator in the NFL.
It's only a matter of time.
Yeah.
Again, you know, some situations are that you have, you know, you're given a grace period, and the Colts are going to give you that grace period.
You trust Jim Irsay to do all that?
No.
Really? Okay. All right. Let me know how that goes for you.
And then his agent did fire him. His agent Lamont fired him and said, my word is my bond, and he violated that word. I mean, he fires him. Okay. You get fired publicly by your own agent. I mean, that all you need to know about Josh McDaniels, whose name is Mud, and it's just perfect because America already hates the Brady.
You know what? It ain't Mud where it counts, and that's New England. Like that or not?
I mean, but
a Mud up there.
He backed out of a – was it? He was a consideration last year, the year before. He keeps taking his name out. That's why I don't understand why people thought this was the year that he was going to do it.
Well, the one job we know is he turned down the Browns. It was one of the 17 guys that turned down the Browns when it ended with Mike Pettine, who's about their
15 choice. You know what? That's actually a pretty good Frank Reich thing. If I'm looking around, maybe if Hugh Jackson can't win this year – what they're going to have at Cleveland might be something that would intrigue me.
If?
Well, they got a football guy there. Dorsey,
I think Cleveland could win five or six this year.
Oh, geez. You know what?
That'd be good.
That's the glory days. For the Browns franchise coming back, five wins is the glory days. That's as good as they've been. Because they're a 0-1 team now. Five wins would be like the glory days. That takes you back to Brandon Whedon and Brady Quinn and guys like that. That's the salad days for the Browns since they've been back as five wins.
That's all you need. I mean, but I feel bad for Hugh because I like Hugh, but I'm just telling you right now, if they get off to a bad start, Todd Haley is there for a reason.
Yeah,
all right?
Exactly.
He's there for a reason.
Yeah, that's your replacement. Yeah.
Right, true. Yeah. They do have the replacement on staff. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true. Morning show with John and Hugh. Hugh is in Philadelphia for the Eagles parade. Randy Mack and John Chuckery. Just want to kind of lay out how this is going to work. I actually have to leave the show here. I know. I hear
you
the cheers.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, we have Wendy and Bo and I have a meeting that we have to attend, a corporate meeting. So
team have. Yeah, we know.
Well, we have to go to a corporate meeting. Mm-hmm. And so Randy and John are going to carry the rest of the show.
We are?
Yeah.
The rest of the Did nobody tell me that?
Yeah.
You are.
I thought we were going out to get Chick-fil-A, but all right.
No, I don't think so. No. You're going to, and Daryl's going to be here holding down the fort.
Note
so
to self.
He will be representing the team.
See, I'm a part of y'all's team, too, also.
Oh, we love, D, we go, that goes? D, we go back to the first days, right?
Bless the Lord.
We go back. We go back to the nightcap.
Randy, I love you.
D, we go, we go, D,
these
we go back.
These other cats I ain't got nothing to do with.
D, we go back to the nightcap with Sam and John, right?
Let's do that.
Yes. We go way back.
You know what? Let's name this show that as they leave.
Well, Randy and I are pining. We think we can be, you know, that AJC thing they got. Randy and I think we can be 10th. I think we can get to 10th.
I have no clue what y'all are talking about.
I have no clue about that either. I just saw it this morning.
I think we can get to 10th.
It's a made-up poll by a person who makes up stuff. Uh-huh. And then what you do is it's the person who begs for the most votes, basically. So if you beg for the most votes, you might just win.
Gotcha.
Oh, one of those, yeah.
Social media. Go vote for us. Yeah. Go vote for us. I was told to beg, so I've been begging.
You were told to beg. Well, Randy, we don't
tenth.
Beg.
Randy, 10th.
Whatever.
10th.
Does that mean like a hike and pay or something?
Y'all are number one in my heart.
I'm with that.
Yeah.
Y'all don't need to be number 10. You're number one right
well,
here.
Well,
God.
Wendy, that means so much. But still.
But it sounds like it means a lot.
It does. I mean.
Wendy, you're a Florida fan. You're talking to a Georgia Bulldog.
I mean, but see, me and Wendy.
Randy's my favorite.
Me and Wendy,
Bulldog.
That's my girl right there.
Oh, my shot.
Yeah, you're not my favorite Bulldog, Randy. Sorry.
That's fine. I mean, who? Hold on. I'm not your favorite? I'm trying to figure out if that's an insult or not.
Good call. Randy and John, till 10 o'clock, right here. Enjoy them. They're great guys. You know them. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Johnny, my boy.
We got matching shirts. It was kind of weird.
No chub.
No. No.
Rick and John, middays from 10 to 2. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hear this?
Back in the Kia Studios, John Truckery, Randy McMichael. We're hanging out with you this morning for John and Hugh. It's the Unlimited Soda Show here. Hey, Randy Mack, did you hear this? Do I get a dollar for that, by the way, too?
I'm getting ready to give you a dollar for that.
Yes! Did you hear this? Randy McMichael, Russell Wilson got traded yesterday. Big news. Did you know he got traded?
Yeah, man. It's an amazing story that I was on the couch with the missus. I said, Russell Wilson got traded.
Yep. Now, it's not what you're thinking.
Yeah.
The Texas Rangers, who he is still property of the Texas Rangers in Major League Baseball, they traded Russell Wilson yesterday to the Yankees, New York Yankees, for quote-unquote future considerations. Now,
so basically nothing.
Yeah. For it'll be cash is what it'll be.
Like $500?
Yeah, I mean, Chick-fil-A lunch, whatever they got. Unlimited sodas, whatever they got available to them. So Wilson, who is not trying to become a Major League Baseball player, but Randy, he is expected to show up in the Yankees Grapefruit League camp, which is in Tampa, sometime in February or March. So he'll go around. He still likes playing baseball. He's not going to Tim Tebow it or anything like that. But he does like to play and has been a baseball player. You know, that's why he left
Yes.
North Carolina State is because
Mike Glennon was there.
Well, but it was their coach, O'Brien. Was it O'Brien? Matt Ryan. It was Matt Ryan's coach at Boston College. It went to NC State. Tom O'Brien, yeah. Who told Wilson, "Well, you got to pick baseball or football." And he said, "I'll go to Wisconsin and go play in the Rose Bowl."
How about that? How about that right there?
So he leaves and goes to Wisconsin and ends up in the Rose Bowl for it. But yes, Russell Wilson is going to show up. And if you're the Seahawks, you want that?
No. Especially now, as far as their roster is being depleted and everything.
And he's your franchise?
But he doesn't really play. I think he just goes through batting practice, do some stuff in the field. He doesn't actually get any game action, but still.
He has wanted to be a Yankee. He's made it known before that he wanted to be a Yankee. And general manager John Daniels worked out a deal with Brian Cashman to allow him to go there. You're right. I don't know exactly what he's going to do. Brian Cashman said in a statement that we've admired Russell's career from afar for quite some time. This is a unique opportunity for us to learn from an extraordinary athlete who has reached the pinnacle of his profession.
Learn what?
Now, you know what the baseball purists will say? And this is like and as much as I love Don Sutton, but, you know, he was one of the guys that was very vocally angry about when Michael Jordan was playing Major League Baseball about taking a spot. So – you know, I'm sure there'll be baseball purists say, "Well, why is Russell Wilson trying to play out there and keeping somebody from making the Yankee squad, or there'll be some ridiculous thing like that, then some sanctimonious jerk, you know, baseball writer.
It's for fun.
We'll do it.
That's all it is.
One of the guys that didn't vote for Bonds or Clemens will be out there saying that Russell Wilson shouldn't be playing baseball.
That's exactly who's going to be there. But once again, JC, it's all about having fun. Russell is he's a guy that people like being around. So maybe that's what he wants the guys around the clubhouse and things like that. But yeah, the guy who, like you said, who didn't vote for Bonds, who didn't vote, you know, punishing them because they probably didn't give him an interview or something.
Right.
Those would be the guys.
Yeah, and he's going to be assigned to their AA Trenton team is the roster team that he will be assigned to. So he'll be part of the Yankees. But, again, don't be looking for Russell Wilson to be playing a lot of spring. But if I'm Pete Carroll, I'm flying to Tampa. And I'm like, put him in bubble wrap. Like when he goes out in the field, I want him wrapped in bubble wrap.
Yeah, I mean, what if the ball takes a bad hop, hits him in the eye? I mean, anything can happen.
Could you imagine? I mean, I'm telling you, just some dumb thing. You know, look, how many times, you know, are the real bad injuries, Randy, like non-contact and things like that? You know, I mean, could you imagine just some fluky play and Russell Wilson's ACL is torn and out. Oh my God!
Once again, if he's going, if he's going that hard, because I mean, I've heard what people tell me about what goes on in spring practice. It's pretty much just chilled.
Yeah, get everything. Your work. I mean, the Braves thing was get your work in and go play golf.
Yeah. Now, if he's out there trying to be Charlie Hustle out there and everything,
but can you just imagine though if something went wrong and all that? Holy cow!
It'll be a storm.
Now, I believe the Mets are going to have Tim Tebow's going to be part of their camp, I think is what I heard, that he's going to be invited and he'll be through all that.
Is this the year he makes it up to the bigs? I mean, I don't know. I honestly don't. I think I'll say this, JC, he did better than I thought.
Yeah, I mean.
He did better than I thought.
But why hate on him? I mean,
I don't hate on Tim Tebow.
I'm not saying you, but I'm just saying.
Because he's Tim Tebow. And I don't understand how you don't
He's such
Tim
a bad
Tebow.
Guy, right?
I mean, he's a great guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't he have all kinds of problems and stuff off the – oh, he doesn't? Oh, okay.
So, right. I mean, he's a great guy, but it's just something about him. You know, I never got the – why people don't like him. But, I mean
– I said before, he's one of the five best college football players I've seen in my lifetime.
Oh, he definitely.
I mean, he's as decorated a player as you've ever seen in college football.
Yeah, I mean, and once again, you'll never ever give me, you know – say something bad about somebody chasing the dream. Now, the football thing didn't work out. He wanted to be a baseball player. And give him kudos. I mean, he went out there. He stuck with it.
Yeah.
And he got better and better.
He's raw as could be. So, you know, I mean, I think people, I don't know, they think he was going to be Stan Musial in 3 months or something. I mean, you know, it doesn't work like that.
Consider, I don't know who Stan Musial is.
Know who Stan Musial is?
Is that a good or bad thing?
I'm only here with you this morning, so we're okay.
All right.
I'll be back with you the weekend.
I'll plead the fifth.
Yeah. How about, you know, people thought he'd be Frank Robinson in 3 months. Okay.
No. It takes time. Once again, I mean, what was the last time he played? Was his 11th grade year?
Something like that,
time.
Yeah. I mean, look, I give him credit, and I like seeing Tim Tebow and let him go out there and throw it and run it and hit it. And there you go, right there. See on TV? There's Stan Musial.
Okay, there he is. All
right. The St. Louis Cardinals.
Okay.
So there you go. Perfect timing. That worked out pretty
well. That's crazy. He just came up on the screen.
Yeah, it's perfect timing out there. So I didn't know you didn't know Stan Musial. I'm thrown now.
Why is that so odd?
Because that's who Pete Rose is. That's who he beat for the hits record in the National League was Stan Musial, who's one of the, you know, without question, one of the greatest hitters.
You're saying that Pete Rose beat his all-time record, I'm going to go on a limb and say I think he's probably one of the best
hitters. Yeah, Musial had like 3,700 hits and hit like 340 for his career or whatever. Like, I think it was like a three-time MVP and all that as well. So, you're a pretty good historian. I just would have
thought. I'm a great historian, but sometimes, you know, the names, it'll fly over my head.
I'm trying to think, is there any other guys that are in the NFL? Because, you know, Brandon Whedon was a baseball player. I was trying to think if there's anybody else that's in the league that's like what Russell Wilson does. I don't know of anybody else that I can think of that's kind of like, I don't want to say two-way guy, but plays a little bit of both. I know Brandon Whedon was a prospect.
I know that. I mean, when I was in college, Pat Pass, he played baseball.
Pat would
play in the spring and then come back for the summer and take classes and go through training camp or whatever. But, yeah, I mean – No, I don't. I can't think of any right now. I'm sure there's some guys that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, if you're not going to actually get a chance to go compete in that sport, why go over there? I know it's fun, but, I mean, enjoy your offseason.
But isn't that kind of Russell Wilson's thing? You know, I'm like his, you know, He likes the spotlight too. He's not gonna run from the spotlight.
Oh, he don't run from it. Yeah. I mean, he got my hot wife and now he's the face of the franchise. It's his team.
Is it Future's kid that he's got or something like that? Right? Something like
that. Worry about that man's business.
When we get back, we'll get to the morning headlines, including 4 million people showing up at one event. No, it's not the party for Randy and I. We'll talk about all that next. In the headlines, John Chuckery, Randy McMichael, hanging out for the morning show, Sports Radio 92 in the game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.